The Red Bomber series line in hydrogen, and that has a wavelength of 656.5 nanometers, is observed to split into three different spectral lines with a wave difference between them, delta to lambda equals 0.04 nanometers, between any of the two adjacent lines when you place the hydrogen in a magnetic field of value B. What is the value of this magnetic field of delta lambda is due to this energy splitting between two adjacent M sub L states, the magnetic quantum number? Well, this sounds like the normal Zeeman effect that we have here, and we know that when you do put atoms in large magnetic fields that we can get splitting of some of the energy levels. All right, let's write down what we know. So we have the hydrogen atom, the Balmer series. This is the red line, although the fact that it's red doesn't have anything to do with the problem, but the wavelength is 656.5 nanometers. And with a magnetic field, this line splits into three lines. Okay, I like to draw this to make sure I know what's going on. So we're going to have a line with wavelength lambda when we have no magnetic field, and this is going to split into three lines with a magnetic field. And the difference between, say, any two of these is delta lambda. The difference between these two will also be delta lambda. And the question is, what is the value of B that gives us delta lambda equal, what was it, 0.04 nanometers? So this is the normal Zeeman effect. And we want to find out what magnetic field gives us this separation. If you look at a few problems back in front of this one, there's a problem that asks you to determine what the difference in the wavelength here is. And it gives you that delta lambda is equal to lambda sub zero, where lambda sub zero is the original wavelength, squared, times the Bohr magneton times the magnetic field over Hc. So we could just use this equation and calculate B in terms of delta lambda, because that's a constant, that's a constant, that's a constant. But let's go ahead and derive this equation. I hate to just pick up an equation from a previous problem. So we'll work out two problems in one. So remember that we have E is equal to H nu, which is equal to Hc over lambda, and we can write this as Hc lambda minus 1. Let's take the derivative. dE is equal to, with respect to lambda, so this is going to be minus Hc lambda minus 2 d lambda. So now we're going to have delta E, let's just take the absolute value, is equal to Hc over lambda squared times delta lambda, where we're going to take the absolute values here for everything. And let's put now lambda sub zero in here as being the original wavelength. Well, we know that delta E for this problem is going to be the Bohr magneton times the magnetic field. We work that out, and the Bohr magneton, remember, is mu sub B is equal to E H bar over 2m and it's a constant, 9.27 times 10 to the minus 24 joules per Tesla. T here is a unit, stands for Tesla, not for temperature. Okay, so now that we have this equation, we can solve this equation for B. Let's see, well, have I actually got that equation yet? Let's see, I guess we haven't quite gotten that far. Let me go ahead and do that. So we can solve this equation for delta lambda. So delta lambda is equal to lambda sub 0 squared over hc times delta e, and now we put in mu sub z b, so we get lambda sub 0 squared mu sub b times b over hc. So yes, now we've actually derived this equation, which was one of the previous problems. So now let's solve this for b and put in the numbers. So the value of the magnetic field we need is hc over lambda sub 0 squared mu sub b times delta lambda. Okay, so let's put in the values. Hc, we can look up in the front of the book, is 1240 electron volts times nanometer times delta lambda, which is given to us in the problem, is 0.04 nanometers. Lambda sub 0 is given to us in the problem as 656.5 nanometers. We have to square that times the value of the Bohr magneton, which is 9.27 times 10 to the minus 24 joules per Tesla. Now we have mixed up here units, so we need to worry a little bit about this. We have a nanometer times a nanometer here, and we have a nanometer squared here, so they're going to cancel out. But I have an electron volt there, and I have a joule here. So I guess we need to multiply, we got to have a conversion there. So I need a 1.6 times 10 to the minus 19 joules per electron volt to count for that. So now the joules will cancel here and here. The electron volts will cancel there and there. We're left with a Tesla. And the denominator, 1 over a Tesla in the denominator, which will mean it will go to the numerator, so we're in good shape. When I calculate this, I get 1.99 times, well, in units of Tesla. So the magnetic field that we need to split this line to give a difference in wavelength of 0.04 nanometers is about 2 Tesla. That's a fairly good size magnetic field.